Drop the beat.
You are tuning into the For Profit Podcast Masters Week edition with New Haven and Jaimes de James. JD, what's up, my friend?
How we doing? Oh, my camera just went out. We're good now. What's the word? What's the word? Masters Week. Super Bowl. Our Super Bowl.
In paradise.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day, friends. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. This is the week that we've all been waiting for. Well, most of us, at least.
Oh, me, for sure. Huh? You got a drop for me. So it's coming.
Oh, man. I cannot believe the azaleas are in full bloom.
Full bloom. What else is there? There's like azaleas, full bloom. The pimento cheese sandwiches are ready to roll. Although I heard the fried chicken is good.
It's that time, friends. Mm-hmm. We can hear the echoes of Arnold Palmer and Sam Snead.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Jones. Whisking
three woods away around Amen Corner. Those groans are from Jordan Spieth dropping his ball in the water three times on 15. Ah, it's that magic time of year. Springtime and quarantine. Summer's out, and many people don't know who the father of their kids are going to be.
Whoa. Okay, I didn't see you going there. All right. On that note.
Oh, bro. This summer?
Lots of babies.
This summer is going to be wild.
Yeah, our population is increasing like tenfold in a lot of quarantine children. Well, that being said, here we are, the Masters. I'm excited. I think we have a lot to talk about. We might as well fuck the Valero. Well, I guess we have to talk about that. Spieth held on for dear life. Fought off Charlie Hoffman and Matt Wallace, two steely competitors.
Hey, I will tell you, I'm not familiar with anybody going. I don't think anybody's gone 18 on that course very often.
No, yeah, there was no wind, so it helped, obviously. But hitting it well, I mean, we'll talk about him, obviously. But, you know, recap, I had Hoffman, so that fucking sucked. But other than that, it was the worst week I've ever, not ever had, but one of the worst weeks I've ever had. Betting golf, really a great way to get right on into this shit, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
The for-profit boys go back in time to figure out what exactly happened last week. It's the for-profit recap.
Nothing good.
Negative, huh?
Yeah, it was the worst week I've had all year by far. I mean, regression was obviously coming because it's been absolutely insane. So, head-to-heads got absolutely destroyed. Needed Charlie Hoffman to save some face. Didn't happen because Spieth made every putt he looked at. He was like fucking Ben Crenshaw out there. It was ridiculous.
That should have gave Hoffman, though, some pretty good vibes, though, because he didn't choke. Like,
no, he didn't choke.
Spieth went out there and just made it happen.
Yeah. Well, good vibes for, like, the fucking RBC heritage because he's not in the field this week. Our first-round leader is fucking dead.
One of my first-round leader stalwarts.
Yeah, he's gone. So, all right, yeah, that's all. I mean, Spieth won. That's huge, right? I mean, it's good for golf. It was fun to watch. You know, as much as we faded him, it's not – we didn't fade him because we didn't like him. We faded him because he was overpriced, as he is this week. Like, this is – it's fucking insane where they have him now. And, you know, we just it's going to be a lot harder to make money off him, although I feel like we can still make money off him because he's not as good as these guys that he's priced with. So, we'll get there, but – overall, I mean, it's good for golf to have him back, and he played his ass off. Fought off Charlie Hoffman and Matt Wallace. Way to go, bud.
Bro, how in the hell is he the favorite?
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. I have to crack on the claw before we do, but we will absolutely get there. Let's go. Let's go. No one fucking came here to talk about the Valero, Houston, Texas, San Antonio, whatever.
Oh, my God.
They came here for the fucking Masters. Let's go.
It's the time for the for-profit preview. What's the course set up this week?
Oh, it's that time.
I don't even know where to start. I feel like we really have to
even go over this course. Everybody knows the course. Augusta National, longest shit.
Hardest shit.
Scoreable for everybody. Usually the top of the board is going to win, I would say, 90% of the time?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to break down a lot of players, but the reality of it is I think if you're not in the top 50 in the world, you're not winning. I don't think you can win if you're under 50-1. So we're going to break down everyone 50-1 and less, just, you know, for shits and giggles. I'm not sure you're going to see a winner shorter than 30, personally.
Especially, I can't remember of a time where there were more people in form.
Yeah, good players.
Didn't Bryson win this? Win already?
Bryson, yeah, he won Arnold. JT won Honda. My son won the concession thing. Yeah.
So DJ won, right? Didn't DJ win something?
Well, won the Masters last year. He's only played like 4 times. Stateside. Okay. So, but we'll talk about him. But yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to play difficult. Like what we saw in November is not going to be the same as what we're going to see this year, right? Like it was soft. It was meh. Like, you know, it was easy. I feel like it played easy compared to what we've seen in previous renditions. And by all accounts, this year it's going to be a shit show. Like I think it's going to be 10 to 12 under. I saw the over under right now at one shop is 11, which I think is fair. So, you know, I mean, I think we're going to see a difficult golf tournament just because they've had no rain. It's baked out. They can do whatever they want. And I don't think they're necessarily happy about, you know, 20 under winning, although it wasn't fall. So maybe they don't care. But at the same time, I think they're going to put on a little show here. What do you think?
We're looking at medium wins at the moment.
Okay.
Could be some rain on Saturday.
Oh, is that right?
Friday and Saturday.
I didn't see that. Interesting.
Let me see. Good call there. Let me make sure.
Augusta.
I'm looking at it. Augusta, yeah. Scattered thunder, 50% chance of rain on Friday and Saturday. The winds are going to be pretty steady. Not like anything crazy, but
okay.
Just enough to mess with everybody.
Yeah, just fuck with them. I'm not into any kind of, oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. It's like 50% for Friday. And then, thunderstorm, so they're going to have to get their asses off the course so they don't get struck by lightning like Lee Trevino, who got hit like 3 times.
Right.
And he's still alive, so that's cool. But yeah.
So, yeah, this is going to be, I think this is going to be, well, I mean, I haven't seen a bad Masters in a while, but now with Jordan in the mix, really anxious to see what kind of numbers we get versus him versus the top players. I mean,
I'll give him two. You're going to be blown.
I'm just trying to figure out like the books. I mean, okay. We understand you moved him to the top of the board, but you moving to the top matchups too?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be even money against any JT or fucking DJ. I promise you that. No fucking way. They would get absolutely slaughtered because they'll take, you know, larger bets on those full tournaments and they will this outright stuff. They know where their bread is buttered, so to speak. So why don't we break it down? You ready?
I cannot believe that Jordan Spieth is number one. That is crazy. Crazy.
For all the podcast people, he has a face on right now. It's just pretty funny. Here we go. Let's just break it down. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to talk about every single player 50-1 and shorter. Strap in. If you're listening now, put your questions in the chat. We will get to them. They will be answered. We're going to do a whole other segment after this shit.
This is our Super Bowl. Golfers, top of the board.
Top of the board, everybody. Let's go.
What I'm also going to do is I'm going to tell you how I would bet if I hadn't bet prior, right? Because, I mean, we've been building our Masters card since the fucking, you know, basically since the November edition ended, right? Plays absolutely a little different if you are starting now than if, you know, I have a fucking Spieth 45. That's dead. I have a Brooks 20. That's not a good number. So, you know, we'll talk about that shit. But let's just start this shit up. We're going to bring in every player. So let's start.
The only advantage that you have now. The only advantage you have now is that you can get Molinari at like 120.
Oh, Patrick Reed at fucking 40.
Give it to me all day, guys.
That's my first click, by the way. Let's just say that right now off the top. Patrick Reed, I'm looking at 38, 74, what the fuck ever. That's my first click. That's absolutely disrespectful on Reed, but we'll get there. DJ.
Circle gets the square.
DJ, let's start with DJ. We'll get the read. DJ, 9-1. Where you at on DJ?
I think he's a great player. I am not betting DJ at 9-1 at this moment. I don't see the value there myself.
Weird month. Weird 2021 for him. Is there a Masters letdown? Is that a thing?
It's hard.
We've seen it with Sergio. We've seen it with Willett. Not so much with Reed, although he didn't necessarily, you know, grab the PGA Tour by the balls after he won the Masters. Is there a Masters letdown thing?
I don't think there's a Masters letdown. It's just you can come in and form, and just Augusta is going to absolve, you know, the weaknesses in your game if you're not sharp.
He's been shit since he won.
That's what I'm saying. So what do we need to?
I'm just looking at, you know, 54th at the WGC concession, lost 10 strokes putting, which is like, you know, you almost have to try to lose that many. Then next week, gained 4.2 at the Weird Ass Players, lost 4 strokes on approach, which is wild. But it's hard to take much from he hasn't been playing. Generally, a guy who just doesn't give a fuck. So I don't know what to do with him. I don't make him the favorite here, but he's not far off. I might make Rom the favorite. We'll get to him, but you know they're more or less a pick 'em between him, JT, and Rom. So you know 9-1 are not happening, but. Would we be surprised if he won?
I wouldn't be surprised if he won.
No,
but
not betting.
Given the circumstances, it's a negative for me, sir.
So here's the other thing: I want to, because everyone has fucking pools, and that's, I mean, I'll get, you know, 100 DMs about pools. So I'd like to answer a lot of the questions here. Is DJ a guy that you would want to maybe grab in your pool? Do you think he'll be popular in pools? Because a lot of that is a lot of game theory, right? You got to grab guys who are lower owned. Do you think DJ will be a popular pool pick? And if so, would you, you know, depending upon the pool size, is that a guy you're looking at in the pool?
I just think, I think that DJ, given how popular he's going to be, yeah, and depending on your pool structure.
And size, yeah.
Yeah, I would pivot off of DJ.
Okay. So we're just.
Better value.
But we're not fading him.
No, I'm not fading him. Just in pools, I would.
Let's look at some head-to-heads. -127 against Bryson.
So are you going to be taking that?
No. No, because I bet Bryson. -120 versus JT. I bet JT, so I won't be taking that either. -167 against Rory. Probably lay the stroke and a half at like -120. Seems a little steep, don't you think?
Are you talking about who – We're talking about.
I'm just talking about his head-to-head prices. That's it.
Who?
Dustin Johnson.
Oh, Dustin Johnson. Because we were talking about Jordan. Okay.
Yeah. No, he's...
So hold on. Everybody was talking about how Jordan was first on the list. So was this not right?
He's second, really.
Okay.
DJ's a pretty much a favorite across. I think maybe BetOnline doesn't have him that way. Let me look. But I mean, yeah. So. But yeah, DJ's more or less the favorite here.
Okay.
So I mean, let's just talk about these 9-1. Basically, it's Jordan, Rom, JT, and Bryson are all priced the same, which is wild. So let's talk about Spieth. 11-12-1.
Let's talk
11 about 12 almost 13 a bookmaker, but you know, just right there with everyone else. Let's talk about him. How ridiculous is that?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's wild.
There's no way in hell that some guy. What is he ranked in the world now? 12th?
Oh, fuck no. What?
No.
Is he even top? He's like barely top 50 now, right?
So you're telling me that the 50th ranked player in the world, whatever it is number one on the board? It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely wild. And look, I'm not a big World Golf ranking guy. I mean, I've gone through plenty of rants. He is sitting at 38th currently. One behind Mr. Max Homa and Christian Baez. What? So I have a Spieth ticket, which is fine. I love it. It's 45. He's 12. His true number, would you say, what would you make his actual number? I think it's like 22.
25.
Yeah, right there. Okay, so we're right there. I agree with you wholeheartedly. So, you know, you're getting absolutely zero value betting him right now. at this 12, 13 number that you can find pretty much, you know, all over the place. But at the same time, it's like, fuck, man, he's been hitting it so good. His iron play is wild right now. I don't think he can drive the ball well enough here, though. Yeah, 7.4 strokes on approach last week, 6.2 at the Players, 5.5 at the API. Didn't hit the ball well, you know, overly great at the Genesis. He basically broke even. 4 gained at the AT&T and 7.8 fucking strokes gained at the Waste. That is some elite iron play. Is that, that's even more elite than he was when he was in his prime.
Historically, you don't have to hit it that great tee to green here.
You gotta get it done around the greens.
No. I'm talking about just off the tee, though. Like, you know,
You do have to be long when it's going to play like it will. Now, if it plays where it's like, you know, 500 wins and it's like a fucking Zach Johnson or Danny Willett, then you don't necessarily have to hit it long. But like recently, you had to at least move it. Like even Tiger was like top 30 in driving distance.
Man, hold on. I'm pretty sure that Jordan was hitting it 290 when he won by like 5 or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan can move it. I just wonder if his accuracy, and this is not a course where you have to be overly accurate either. I don't know. I mean, shit. Here, okay. How about this? I'm going to give you some Spieth head to heads. You ready?
Yeah.
Cantlay, pick them.
Cantlay.
-110.
I think I'll take Cantlay on that one.
Spieth is he's a -110 to Rory. Let's pick him to Rory. I want nothing to do with Rory. We'll talk about him, but I want nothing to do with Rory.
Nothing saying yes.
-1. He's +120 versus JT. You have to lay -144 coming back.
I'll take JT on that one.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. God damn, Gonzaga's getting their asses beat early here. 9-0 straight up. Wow. Wow. Look, this is a very bad outright price for him. His true number is a lot closer to 20-25. And if you're betting him here, you're only doing it because you're a fanboy.
Right.
Which is fine. Totally fine. If you don't want to miss Jordan winning a green jacket because you love him, bet him. It's a bad number. It's a terrible number. So I would suggest not to do it. Should have listened to me when I had it at 45. That would be what I would tell you. Ready to move on?
Moving on.
Justin Thomas, 11-1.
I think JT may be my favorite, actually.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Iron game, superb. And there's this weird little thing where, you had to have shown a lot of success prior to the Masters to be successful, typically. Reed was the only one who really bucked that. But outside of him, you know, you have a lot of you know, winners prior or even, you know, top fives prior or whatever it may be. You know, Justin won the Players. He's the best iron player in the world this side of Colin Morikawa. Second in my model, I make him and Rom, you know, basically a pick 'em to be the favorites here. I mean, fucking A, man. He gained 9.5 strokes on approach at the concession. Are the Russians coming back there? Holy shit. Sounds like a fucking bomber.
Oh, bro. There's a
you gotta get into the fucking nuclear bunker.
There is literally a a local airport that is like
Holy shit. 0.5 miles
away from my.
If that's where fucking 1955, you'd be fucking scattering right now.
Yeah. For real. There's
Jesus. Definitely. Can he hit it? If he gains 3.5 strokes off the tee like he did at the Players, he wins this thing, in my opinion.
JT?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you.
Surgical.
The upside on this guy, the confidence.
Yeah.
That's who I will be grabbing. And he seems to be unpopular in pools, if you think about it, like usually in pools, like they're not thinking about him for some reason. So
I agree. So I mean, we're locked step there. I bet him at, I think, what I get him at, like 11 something. Let me look. I don't want to give bad numbers here. And even if, and here's the thing, I'm going to let you guys know what I would bet if I didn't start my card a long time ago. He would be on my card regardless. I would bet him now. I would bet him whatever. Like he's always going to be on this card because I just think His game is perfect. I have 1175, which is just widely available. I bet him right now with that number.
100%.
Let's get to another guy who's not going to be very popular in the pools because people just don't like him. Bryson. My guy, Bryson.
Whoa. All aboard the Bryson train. Your tickets ready? Get your tickets ready.
He wins. I'm just going to say it right now.
Bryson wins, huh?
He wins. He's going to turn this fucking thing into a pitch and putt and make an actual absolute mockery of Augusta National.
Boy, those are strong words, buddy.
Telling you. Look, okay, here's the thing. Obviously, won the API. What I love about Bryson is that after winning the API, Arnie's, he took it seriously. That was a big tournament for him. He made it very clear. He goes back the next week and is in the final group with the players. Obviously, didn't win, but that's not a course for him. That's not a setup for him. He shouldn't win there. That's a second shot golf course. He gained 1.8 strokes off the tee and still got third. Like, this dude's doing everything. He gained 5.1 on approach, four strokes putting. Like, and, you know, remember, he's one of the best putters in the world. Everyone's like, oh, well, he doesn't have a greens book, so, you know, that's going to hurt him. That's bullshit. It's fucking narrative city. It's not – when you're as good as Bryson at everything, the pedigree is there. U.S. Open, NCAA, USAM, you just win everything. Like, at that point, you're going to win a green jacket if you win those three things. It's almost impossible not to.
Yeah, boy, Bryson to win, huh?
He's going to bomb and gouge that shit, and people don't give him enough credit. On the par threes, where he's hitting two less clubs than everyone else. On the par fours, where if he gets the ball in play anywhere, he's hitting three less clubs than everyone else. Like, it's just, to me, he's the guy who can blow this thing wide open. He has the highest upside because of, A, his distance, but also his putting and his approach game.
Yeah.
He has the highest upside in this field. He's the only guy who can win this thing by 10 strokes this week.
Yeah, he's definitely got a lot of talent. I'm a big fan. I'm not sure I want that number, though.
God, Baylor's giving these Zags the fucking biz right now.
That's because they're from a little state called Texas.
Here we go.
Giving them the what for?
The West Coast will come back to
work. That's because they're, you know, in Texas, you know, they never shut down, you know. They're all COVID. They're all,
no such thing as COVID in Texas.
No such thing as COVID in Texas, bro.
So the number I have is 13. And I bet it.
I'm going to wait.
Okay. What are you going to wait for?
I think Bryson is one of those guys who's got the 5 pound. If he's like 4 or 5 back and he's maybe goes to 20.
It's now or never, brother.
I like negative. Oh, never. Over under clause consumed.
Now or never.
Crazy, bro.
Mostly because he had the first round lead here when Tiger won in 19. So everyone's like, oh, well, he's never played well here. Well, fuck that. You had the first round lead. You're fine, right? He wasn't ready, which is fine. That was like his second time there as a pro. So he's my favorite play. And I'll just, you know, it is what it is. We'll see what happens. But I think him and JT by far at the top of the market. I shouldn't say by far because – this motherfucker had a child this week and it kind of threw me for a loop to a certain extent. John Rahm 10-1. Man, I think it's Bryson, JT, Rahm, and then I think there's a big gap. What do you think?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I bet with JT, Bryson. I'm off of Rahm. Boy, I mean the emotions he's going through right now being a dad.
Didn't Willett win it right after he had a kid though?
I don't think he had the kid. I think she had the kid.
No, I think it was like a week or two before.
Yeah, but the guy in question wasn't 125 and number 10 in the world. I don't care if you have a kid. I don't care if you're 125 and you're 10th in the world and they give me a number.
Yeah, that's true. You have to take that number, no doubt. That was wild. That was before anyone knew what the fuck they were doing with Ben Golf, for sure.
Let's go.
Shout out. I mean, Rahm is ultra elite off the tee. Obviously, he's one of the top 5, 10 best off the tee players in the world. has been a good putter. Weird, his putting is not hasn't been great over since he switched to the he switched to the two ball from the Spider, and it kind of showed. But man, that equipment change, his irons have been the best of his career. I mean, 5.4 at the waist, 4.8 at the Genesis, 4.7 at the Players. You know, all top 15 performances. You know, everything is lined up for him. You know, is a baby going to distract him now that the baby has been born? Man, I just wish the baby hadn't been born so we didn't have to worry about this dude personally.
Yeah, he's off my card. You know, would I be surprised if he makes it happen? Answer is yes, actually. Yes, I would be surprised if he made it happen.
Are you fading him?
You know what? It's all about the numbers for me, but
he's a pick 'em to DJ.
Obviously taking DJ on that one.
He is -105. He's a slight favorite at -115 to Justin Thomas.
I will take Justin Thomas for sure.
He's a -127 to Bryson at +106 coming back.
You're telling me that you're telling me that John Rahm is -127 to Bryson?
Mm-hmm.
Man, give me Bryson, Doug.
You're just full fan of Rome. I like this.
I'm just saying, versus those three guys, kids, do you agree with me?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
The kids say,
The dude is a monster here. And gosh, he's never been a good enough iron player to win here. I like him. How about this? The harder this motherfucker gets, the more I like Rome. And we don't really know what it's going to be, right?
I don't think it's going to be hard. I think 13.
If 10 under wins this, I like Rahm a lot more than if 18 under wins this, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, I think 14, something like that, wins this week.
I think it's going to be between 10 and 12 or 10 and 13. Yeah, right around there. I think maybe you're on the high end of that, but I would, yeah. That's interesting, man. That's a take. I don't know if I God, it's just so hard to fade this dude. So
kids, hard. Are you going to fade Rahm with me?
He has six out of eight top tens.
Kids say yay.
Six out of eight top tens. It's hard to fade.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, bro, life changing stuff here.
Yeah, I've never had kids, nor will I. Probably, I don't think I can. But, anyways, that's neither here nor there. It's a different podcast. But,
you know what? We should have another podcast called "I'm Glad You Asked."
Way too many white claws for the bank. Anyways, yeah, I think Rahm is I think he's live. I like JT and Bryson over him, but I think it's very close. I actually make Rahm the favorite by pure numbers. So take it with what you will. Rahm will be popular in your pools. I will not have Rahm in a pool.
I'll tell you who. I guess we're gonna get to him.
Let's go. Let's move
this
on.
Next section. I tell you what. Your son is popping for me.
Oh, we're not there yet. My son, they have a really bad number on my son right now. We have a lot of golfers to get to from him. He's like there's no respect on the Maury Mazzola name. Let's talk about your boy, Xander.
Let's go, baby.
That is your guy.
X-Man. And he has shown a little bit of form here.
At Augusta, but not recently. He sucks.
Yeah, no.
Cannot close a door.
Again, I'm a numbers guy. So remember when I was on Xander, he was in the 50s and 60s continuously. Now everybody's realized, oh, this guy Xander's good.
And listen to this. Second at the Tour Champion. Second at the CJ Cup. Second at the Farmers. Second at the Waste. This dude looks at a fucking open door and cannot close it. He's like, there's a door. I can't close. How do you have so many fucking second place finishes? This guy's like the modern day. Who had? I guess Jack had lost seconds, but he.
I was just about to say that. He stole the words right from my mouth.
Didn't Jack have like the most seconds in majors of any player ever, or some shit?
Yeah, that was that's actually like
20 seconds or some weird shit.
That's his most amazing feat to me.
Yeah. He had 17 majors and like 30 second place finishes. Like it could have just been wild. He's still not the GOAT, by the way. There's only one goat. With that being said, I need another claw. But Xander, I 18-1. This dude, why is this dude? This dude has more respect than anyone. Why is Xander priced shorter than Patrick Reed, who can actually win a golf tournament?
Not win a golf. Not win a golf tournament. Won this golf tournament.
I mean, 18-1, Xander. People just jerk this dude, and it's not warranted at this point. Again, insanely good at finishing in the top 20.
If you
insanely bad at closing and winning golf tournaments.
If you guys bet on Xander to win this golf tournament, this is your money. Sorry.
18-1 is a wild prize. I don't care. I would need, what would you need to bet him? 30?
30. No, yeah. You know what? 20, 25. I'd okay. Take a gander at him at 25.
Okay. Yeah. No, not me. I wouldn't even, 25 maybe. I you know, people, and again, people love the course history. Oh, course history. Oh, it's like, fuck, man. This dude can't close a tournament of champions. How's he going to close the fucking Masters? Don't see it. That's why I love golf, dude. Like, this shit matters. Like, don't throw your stats out, because that's the basis for what we do in terms of analyzing golf tournaments. But there's that mental aspect of betting golf that I don't think the nerds realize, and that's why I feel like we can provide a little bit of an edge.
Indeed, sir.
All right, so Xander's out. Pools, Xander will be popular, and I would not even remotely touch him.
Yeah, I'm good on that, actually.
Cool. Rory, go.
Rory.
13-1, roughly.
Let's think about this.
Dude has a two-way miss. What more is there to think about? Dude doesn't know if it's going left or right.
But he's so... What about pools as far as a pivot?
Oh. Upside everyone pivot? Knows he can't hit the broadside of a barn, right? Nah, I can't do it.
Oh.
I need better pivots. This dude doesn't know where it's going off the face of his driver.
Okay, fine.
I mean, he's like, oh, it might go left. Oh, it might go right. And then when he just goes ahead and is like, hey, I fucked my swing up because I was trying to be like Bryson. That's all I needed to hear.
I will say here, given the fact he knows this place so
last year, he hasn't even been that bad. I'm gonna bring this back a little.
That's bit. What I'm saying is, given the fact that he knows this course so well, and it's just see what Rory's gonna be trying to do on this one is just trying to put it there, right? He's gonna be trying to put it. I need to be on the right side of the fairway for
I
this.
I think.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. You know what? This is not a player you're going to back as an outright, but this is absolutely a player to get some exposure to based upon the fact that everyone thinks he sucks right now, and he really just doesn't. I mean, fifth at the Masters last year, 16th at the Farmers, 13th at the Waste, missed a cut at the Genesis. That happens. Sixth at the Concession weird thing, 10th at the API. It's not like this guy sucks. This guy's still an elite player. Missed a cut of players.
Look at how good his bad is. Like his
– yeah.
Now Bryson's floor, like,
oh boy,
missed cuts.
Oh boy,
Rory's like 18th.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, God, 21st of the CJ Cup was basically his worst performance in the last, you know, 6-7 months. It's interesting. So here, yeah, I think you're right. I think if you have a big pool where you're playing some DFS shit, I think that's where you get your exposure to Bryson. Don't you think? Just to get that differentiation from others, because he will not be owned. I don't think we can bet him outright. I'm not even looking to fade him. I mean, he might be a play in these head-to-heads. You ready to hear these numbers that they hung against him?
Pluses? Can you get some pluses?
Over everyone. Rom, plus 138 versus Rom. Listen to this one, though, bro. Pick the speed.
Oh, my
pick
God.
Pick the speed.
Oh my goodness. This is
give great. Me that pick to Spieth.
Oh, give it to me.
Plus 138 to Roar to DJ. I'm not betting that. That's right. I'll draw the line there. I'm not fucking with that. And plus 119 to Bryson. I mean, you know, considering floor and ceiling, that might even be a play. Man. Rory's a play on. Oh my God. Are we looking for I came into this golf tournament wanting to fade the fuck out of this dude. And the more I think about it, I think he's being his price is
undervalued.
Undervalued.
Chim Chim says, I like Rory McIlroy.
And here's the other thing. Looking to complete the career Grand Slam has always come into this thing as one of the favorites. A lot of pressure. Now, no one gives a fuck about this dude. No one's even talking about him. Get him in your pools.
How about this that? This is the time. Mark it down. X gets the square. Everybody in
don't
the
bet him at 13-1 though.
Don't bet him at 13-1.
Get him in your pools.
But absolutely, God, Baylor's
putting the fucking dick on these dudes right now. 29-12. Wow. I will win a lot of money with Baylor hits. I have them in every pool. Okay, let's move along. I think the next guy we have to talk about is boring ass Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah, boring ass Patrick Cantlay.
Probably the most boring golfer on tour. Is that fair?
Yeah, he's definitely up there. Adam Hadwin's pretty boring.
Yeah, Hadwin's not very good, though. The best good golfer, how about that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
he's going to shuffle his feet 1,000 times before he hits a shot. It's a trap. Won the Zozo, which was fun. Yeah, and that's actually like a precursor. Like you need to have had a win coming in within the last, 6-7 months or some shit. Like
let's go over that actually.
Oh, am I wrong on this? I don't know.
No. Let's go over the typical prerequisites.
Oh, man, we should do that halfway through the fucking podcast. That's perfect.
Most, I think it's like 90% of winners have won during the current PGA year.
Yep.
Are between the ages of 22 and 34.
Okay. Yeah, sounds about right.
And
if your name is Tiger Woods, this shit doesn't apply to you, even though he did win. Remember, he won that tournament in Asia.
Right. Won a tournament, also
top 50 in the world.
Top 50 in the world, not a debutante.
No debutante. Well, unless you're Fuzzy Zeller or some shit.
God, what's another one that nobody ever? No amateurs, obviously. Yeah. No old guys.
So Cantlay fits it. What do you think? 24. You gonna bet him?
Negative, sir.
I have him at 30. Would you bet him at 30?
I just don't see a reason to jump on him. Okay.
So I have a 30 ticket, and I don't think I'd bet him at 30 at this. Oh, fuck. At 30, I would bet him at 30 right now, but I don't think that's anywhere available. But that's, yeah. 30 is fine. Come on. Come on. Would you rather have Cantlay at 30 or Tony Finau at 33?
Tony Finau was supposed to win 3 years ago.
Tony Finau is supposed to win one time in his life. And he
is Tony Finau finally bet, I mean, probably in the proper place? Where is he at?
No, he's 33-1 to win a golf tournament. There's no fucking way that's proper. Yeah. Let's get rid of Cantlay. Cantlay will probably be popular in the pools if he's in the B group. If he's in the A group, you might be able to get some differentiation, taking Cantlay, because I think he could win this golf tournament. You know, he's got all the pedigree, former amateur number one, multiple wins on tour. He's going to win a major at some point in his career.
Nice meme.
Don't you think? Cantlay's going to win a major, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to win a U.S. Open.
Yeah, probably can win there too. I don't think the problem with Cantlay is he doesn't do anything elite. He's just fucking boring at everything. He's just like a dinker and dunker. Like he's amazing. He's above average, borderline elite at everything, but just not. He doesn't have that like fucking thing that he can just rely on to just really go, you know? Like Bryson off the tee, JT slanging irons, you know, DJ long straight approach, you know, he's just very average at everything. I shouldn't say average. He's way above average at everything.
Pretty good wedges from what I remember.
Good player.
Pretty good wedges. And he tends to shut the door when he's up there.
He doesn't mind the pressure. I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
I like him at 30. I don't like him at 24. How about that?
Yes.
All right, we have one more guy. This is a fucking interesting one. Brooks motherfucking Koepka. What have you been doing the last 6 weeks? 35-1 Brooks Koepka.
No reason to take him now.
What? I mean, I have him at 20, so that's the worst bet I've ever made. What has he been doing? Bet. What's going on with this guy? Like, motherfucker, like, why haven't you played? And now you're like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to play, and he's fine. I don't get what he's doing.
He got married. I'm sorry. He got engaged.
Old Jenna. That's a better question. How the fuck did Jenna, of all people, withhold that engagement Instagram tweet for like 6 weeks? Or what? It was like early March or some shit, for like a month? Jenna? I mean, she's over there jerking off Tiger after he won the, googly-eyed for him, and she's not going to put a Instagram tweet up? That is the best-kept secret ever, by the way.
Speaking of the black box stuff came back from Tiger's accident. Yeah, and they have to get Tiger's permission. I don't understand. Good. Please tell me. I want to know. Yeah, from a
lawyer. You're the goat. You fucking run shit through the goat.
Explain
you release it.
Explain it to me from a law standpoint, though. Why? I don't understand. Why? I
mean, there's no legal obligation for them to release it. It's not like, there's no like ongoing. If there were a lawsuit or something, then they would have to do so. But the cops can do whatever the fuck they want. I think they proved that over the last, 100 years.
Very interesting.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I think he was probably texting while driving or he fell asleep. They did say the toxicology reports came back and he was fine. But I don't care. I don't give a fuck. He can do no wrong. He's the GOAT. Did you see that fucking Chris Vernon thing? How did I miss that last year? That was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, I didn't see it.
Tiger Woods is full run. You didn't see that?
No.
Oh my God. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world. I watched it no less than 20 times. It was so good. Anyways, Brooks, so you're not fucking with him with 35? I think 35 is close to bettable. We got to take that button away from you.
That's negative. What do you mean? That's every time I disagree, you're going to get the Mario death.
That we're aging ourselves now. I mean, if he's playing a golf tournament, why should he be 35? This dude has a win this year. This dude has 5 majors in 3 years. He's a fucking lunatic when it comes to competing. And even at the PGA, he was second to win that thing going into Sunday. DJ was 2-1. He was 3-1.
I'm good.
All right. What about your pools?
I'd rather. Oh, now that's a nice little. That might be a decent pivot. Right? Anybody who's coming in with low expectations.
Do you think he'll be low owned in pools though? Because it is Brooks Koepka.
I do. Okay. I think people know that. I haven't seen him on if you're golf fans.
Yeah.
I think you need to analyze your pools. Like how
many players? Who are they?
Not how many players, but the people that are in your pool. Yeah. Like are they avid golf fans? Or are they just like random Masters players?
Yep. You're absolutely right. Okay. Love it. I like Brooks. I'm at 20. He's close to a bet for me at 35. I don't think I'd bet that. So up to this point, if I didn't have a card already started, I would just have JT and Bryson. Okay. At this point. Okay. Just for everyone keeping track at home. One dude that would never see my card ever is Tony Finau, 33-1. That is a fucking abomination. I'd have no clue how the hell that is. So someone has to be betting this dude to get it to 33-1 to win a fucking Masters. This dude can't even win a desert tournament. Can't win the fucking the old Ben Crosby. I mean, this guy, Puerto Rican Open. Like, go back to that, Tony. And he is actually out of form.
Tony Finau.
He's missed 2 cuts in a row, which he never does. He lost 4.2 strokes driving the golf ball last week. He missed a cut at the Players. What are we doing here, Tony? Fuck, man? That's like the worst.
Tony Finau is 33. I might full fade him. 33-1.
To win a golf tournament. Tony Finau is a favorite to Patrick Reed.
Wow. Give me all the Patrick Reed on that one.
Xander is -135.
Although, God dang it. I did get my ass kicked last time I faded Tony at the damn Masters after he dislocated his ankle.
Well, and then he was in the final group. So is this the fucking idiot ass course history of truthers being like, well, he was in the final group last year, so you know, course history hashtag, you know.
No, he's just like a idiot. Good no, he just is who he is. And that, and nothing to do with course history. He's like almost like John Rahm
light.
One point. Yeah, John Rahm light.
John Rahm can putt. This dude cannot. Every time he putts, it looks like he's never seen a putter before. Ugh. A 33-1 is by far the worst number on this board. It's not even close. It's not even close. This dude has no chance. This dude should be 60. Now your stats are going to tell you he shouldn't be 60 because he strikes the shit out of the ball. But we know this dude. He is who we think he is. Wild number.
Oh, but, dang, I want to clap those.
Let's talk about the worst number, the other worst number on the board. In the other way, Patrick Reed is 39 to 1 to win the Masters.
Crazy, bro.
Absolutely. I mean, okay, question. And you know this better than I do. How many wins does John Rahm have on tour? Is it 5, 6, something like that?
Yes, I would say.
How many? How many?
I think it's 6.
6. How many does Xander have?
2.
How many does Bryson have?
7.
Yeah, these are all close, right? I don't know the exact numbers. How many does Tony Finau have?
2.
No, like 0.5. He won the Puerto Rican Open. It doesn't count. Cantlay has, like, what, 4?
Yes.
Patrick Reed has 9 fucking wins on tour, including a green jacket, and he's priced higher than all the guys I just mentioned. And he has a win this year at a course that may play similarly difficult because Torrey was a bitch when he won. And this dude is scrambling out of his ass and cheating all over the place, which I respect. No, I'm just kidding. I don't respect it, but 38. What are we talking about? That's so fucking bad. That's my favorite play.
Guns out.
That's my favorite play. Any of the guys we just mentioned, put some fucking respect on Patrick Reed's name.
Put some respect on Patrick Reed's names, asshole.
You betting that?
All day.
That's my third bet. I did bet him. I released it earlier. That is just a wild. Didn't we say anytime Reed's over 30, we're just betting him blindly?
Yes, 100%. We made that point at the beginning of the year. And forever, I was maybe. Like, when I saw the number, I was like,
it's wild. That's the best bet. That's the best bet on this entire board.
Next gets the square.
Boom. Okay. My son, Colin Morikawa, 40-1.
God bless you, Morikawa. Thank you for winning and not choking in the clutch. You're the most consistent player on tour and James's son. Thank you for winning.
Let's go. I have a bad number. I have 32. This dude's at 40. What are we even talking about? Fifth-ranked player in the world. The stat nerds are going to tell you he doesn't hit the ball long enough.
Bullshit.
I consider myself a stat nerd to a certain extent. But when he hits his 6-iron inside of most guys' 9-irons, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, that's what I like about him. If he is not getting on in 2, or if he gets in trouble, his wedge game is so good. He's kind of like a better version of Zach Johnson.
Yeah. He is the shortest player of all the guys that we spoke of, honestly, which is fine to me. And, you know, everyone says you need distance at Augusta, and I don't think that's definitely true. You know, it's been a long time since a guy who wasn't in the top at least like 30, 40 in driving distance has won. But
Patrick.
No, Reed moves it at least 10 yards further than Colin does.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. And then I think Colin hits it just as far as – sorry.
Oh, God. Come on. I'm just kidding.
I think Colin hits it just as far as Jordan.
Yeah. He's a little shorter, but he's definitely straighter. And here's the other thing. Everyone is saying this, even the fairways, which normally they mow against it so you don't get a lot of rollout, but they're saying everything's fast and firm. If the entire course, if the fairways play fast and firm, my son will have no fucking issues getting the ball in play and just flagging irons. I don't understand the 40. He has a win at a WGC. He has a major. Like, what? I mean, at some point, we have to be pricing him. He has a better resume than Patrick Cantlay does. It's not even close.
Yeah, bro. I'm definitely.
So what are we doing? Why isn't he 24 with Cantlay? Why is Cantlay 24 and Collins 40? That's wild. Cantlay has a win at Memorial, right? That's like his best win, right?
Yes.
100%. Which was a tough golf course. Everyone says it correlated, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I would say winning a major is more important. Wow. And I have a terrible number. I have 32, and he's at 40. So right now, my card, if I started today, would be JT, Bryson, Colin, Reed, and I might just ride that fucker the whole way.
I concur, sir.
You don't like Bryson, though.
Yes, Bryson. Please stand
turn
by.
Turn your sound down. Prior, hopefully. I'm looking at this number. Why the fuck is Cam Smith a shorter number than Colin Morikawa? Cam Smith that has zero wins on tour. He's 38. What are we even doing here? That is the worst number ever.
Is worse than Tony? Is it worse than Tony?
No.
You know what? You know what I think Maybe. They're doing? I just figured it out. I think they're putting these numbers up so they won't make ridiculous top 10 numbers.
Yeah, because the derivative stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
This is going to vary book to book. You have to shop. We've taught you that, but I mean, okay. So let's move on to the next guy. I mean, I'm looking at Victor Hovland at 46. Why would I bet Victor Hovland at 46 when I can bet Colin Morikawa at 40?
Bye, Felicia.
See ya. Victor is not ready to win this tournament. He has like two wins that are like half wins, like Fino has. Like they're not real. Like I don't know. This is mind-boggling to me. I don't fucking get any of this.
Good job. Good job, Books. Good
I
job.
Think Spieth is fucking this whole thing up. To be honest with you, I think really? Spieth winning made all these numbers fucked up.
You know what? I bet you could easily go back and just go look and see what it was the week.
I already know because I bet Colin at 32. Hovland at 46 is not a bet. This dude, he will likely win a green jacket at some point in his career because he is so fucking good striking the golf ball. He is so far behind Morikawa in terms of just readiness and gaminess that it's just not even close between the two. So 46, Victor, I'm out.
Let's go ahead. Okay.
Do you think Victor will be popular in pools? Because I think he will be, and I don't want anything to do with him there either.
No, I do not think he's going to be popular in pools. I think most people don't know who he is, no.
Okay.
You got to remember, pools are very average.
You got to just be like the fucking fair weather golf fan, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Okay. Webb Simpson, 44. I like him a lot better at 60. That's what Circa has. 44, I don't think he hits it far enough. What do you think?
Who's that?
Webb.
He hit it good enough.
Two top tens in a row, I think, right?
Yeah, he did. I think he does hit it far enough. He just has to put lights out, which he can do.
Yeah,
he's now. I think I would be putting Webb on my card for all of the. Yeah.
Okay.
Webb Simpson's going on my pool card. I don't know about my outright card, but definitely my pool card.
Okay. Yeah, 44 seems a little long. Would you bet? I mean, 60, you probably put him on. I mean, Circa has 57. I was really close to betting him at that number. I know we talked about this last week, but I wanted to go at the top of the board. But 57 is a wrong price, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Probably anything over 50, I think, is probably what you want to bet. Paul Casey at 47. This dude will never win this golf tournament, and we could play this thing a fucking million times. He won't win.
Bro.
Maybach music.
Give me some of that Lee Westwood.
Oh, 61. Not, I said Paul Casey, but I like Lee Westwood at 61.
Well, you went down because Lee Westwood's above him. So, yeah, give me some Lee Westwood, bro. This guy is coming in great form. Yeah. Excellent. When I say excellent.
Great track record here.
Let's go.
Oh. Oh. Hey. Still doing this.
Give me Lee Westwood one time. Oh my God. This is going to be amazing.
Lee for the pools, all the pools though, right?
Lee for all the pools, dog.
Because no one's going to bet on this old fuck. And he is, his form is unreal right now.
Exactly.
I love Lee for all the pools. I'm seeing a lot of like the B's, like when you know A, B, C, D, or whatever. Right. A lot of Lee and the B's. And I think that is how you differentiate if you have a big pool by far. I mean, Lee. Come on, man. Lead. Second. Missed the cut to Honda. Everyone misses the cut to Honda. It's not a big deal. 4.4 strokes on approach to the players. 6.3 strokes on approach to the API.
Love it. Give Lovely. Me some of that.
But more importantly, oh, shit. I'm fucking up here. Casey is you're not betting Casey, right?
No, I'm definitely not betting Casey.
I saw a lot of guys like Casey. I've seen a lot of gambling Twitter on Paul Casey, and I think that is absolutely stupid.
I mean, honestly, I mean, when they look at his track record and majors, like his name comes, golly, he is the ultimate. I mean, he may be the, I think whatchamacallit may end up being, Xander may end up being Casey.
If they need to hold a major at the Valspar, Copperhead, he'll fucking win the shit out of that.
Yeah, this is Casey. Getting out of the blocks. Hey,
all right.
That's Casey's class for his tie for 13th cool. finish. Great job. Yeah.
Thanks, that's bud. Thanks, second bro. At the PGA when there's no fans because he's a bitch. He's an outright bitch, too, by the way. That guy's a bad
What
person.
Is the fan situation this week?
They're going to be fans.
Normal or?
I mean, Georgia has clearly shown they don't give a fuck about anything, so they're going to be fucking fans.
Okay.
Which I love. A guy that I like, I think Daniel Berger's worth a bet at 40-1.
Who?
Daniel Berger.
Oh, Daniel Berger came in, guns a-blazing.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, so hell yeah.
I think if I had a card that I was starting, I'm going to be pissed because I don't have Berger. But if you have, that's my card, and that's it. JT, Bryson, Morikawa, Reed, Berger, let's go.
No, hell yeah, bro. Daniel Berger has been playing really well. Haven't seen him do anything in the past few weeks. I guess that's kind of how you want. Maybe he's not been playing, which would
he's be been good. Chilling.
Yeah, maybe he's been chilling.
Won AT&T. Withdrew from Tigers tournament, 35th at the concession thing, only because he fucked up chipping, which I guess those greens, like, that was a weird thing. But 9th at the players, gain strokes off the tee, gain strokes on approach, around the greens. Always a weird putter, but a good putter. I don't understand the decel in his putting, but it works for him, I guess.
Berger came out like...
That's
right. That's how he came out the block. That was Sonic the Hedgehog for some of you.
Big Sonic guy.
Youngins.
The old Genesis. Loved it. Loved it. Yeah, Berger's my guy. I think Berger's a bet here at 40. I won't have any of him just because that's kind of what you have to, you know. Because I made a bad bet on Brooks instead, and so I can't have Berger. But I think if you haven't bet anything, I think Berger needs to be on your card. What do you think?
Maybach music.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Let's go.
Now, do you think Berger would be popular in pools?
No.
So that's another way to get exposure.
And it depends on where he is on the sheet, like how your pool
B
is
group.
Designed.
Mostly B group.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You need to just kind of just go back and look who's won. I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of what you want.
I love Berger here. I would not be surprised if he wins. And if he wins, I'm going to be pissed. I might even have like a personal bet on him just to FOMO that bitch.
FOMO, baby.
Like, imagine Cam Smith being shorter than Berger. I love Cam Smith. 38-1. Why is Cam Smith 38-1 to win this golf tournament? This is a lunacy. This is lunacy.
And it's
overkill.
Yeah, a little bit overkill.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Cam Smith. But these course history nerds have just gone too far at this point. They're looking at the fact that he shot four rounds. The first player ever to shoot four rounds in the 60s at the last Masters en route to a T2. Putts his ass off. Is awful off the tee. Just fucking blatantly awful off the tee. Like, the dude cannot drive the golf ball. I might need a kid. See, here's where you know what's up. Berger's -140 versus Smith in a full term head to head. Yeah, and that's probably about right.
Yeah, that tells you where the bread's being buttered.
Don't bet Cam Smith at 38-1. That's just fucking bad. Don't bet him anywhere other than 55.
Are you taking anybody below here?
No, we're about done. I mean, Decky's 38. That's a lunacy number too. This dude is fucking awful at putting. There's no fucking way he's gonna be able to do this.
What? Just for giggles, I would put Louie in my pool.
Ooh,
it's just what he does, bro.
He's a gamer.
He's a gamer. When it, you know, he doesn't play well.
53.
I would put Louis in my pools. This guy, he shows up so many times, day in, day out.
Yeah.
On these majors.
He looks like a fucking hobbit, though.
Would you put Louis or Anson?
A hobbit? He's like a little dude. Like, I don't know. He weirds me out. Then he like chips in. And you're like, oh, okay, Louis. What the fuck are you doing?
Louis or Anson at the bottom of the sheet.
I like Anson better.
Anson had a chance to win this thing.
That's right. Final group. We all knew how that was going to go. Let's be real. When Sungjae, Answer, and DJ are in the final group, we all knew how that was going to go.
Well, DJ played his ass off. He played DJ played so good. I forgot how good he played.
We have another guy 50-1 less than, because we're going to talk about everyone less than 50-1. Decky 38 is a weird. That's my God, dude. That guy's won in 3 years. Matthew Fitzpatrick is getting a lot of love.
Fitzy.
The harder the course, the more likely Fitzy's going to be successful?
Yes, I believe so.
Ninth at the Players, 10th at the API, 11th at Concession, 5th at the Genesis. Dude, this dude's form is fucking great.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
46? Oh, man, I'd love a 60.
Who?
On Fitz.
Oh my God. If I could get a 60 on Fitz,
I'll tell you where I will have Fitz. He will absolutely be on the first round of your card. 1000%.
Yes.
Like, I don't even care what the fucking number is. What is it going to be, like 40-1? He'll be on there. He's going to start it. He's a guy to get involved with pools. No one's grabbing the fucking random Englishman in pools.
No. Hell no.
He's sharp. He's a sharp pool guy.
I'm excited for that, baby.
All right.
I'm excited for that. Yes, baby. Yes.
Jason Day is 42. Well, what do you think? You're the Day Whisperer.
And I have not been, well, I haven't been on Day that much this year. Let's look at Day here. Ooh. Gained 2 strokes on approach at Players. A lot of blood underneath that.
He's driving the ball well and doing nothing else well.
I was just about to say that. Driving the ball well. But this is a course where you need to putt well.
He can do it. How do you lose 7.7 strokes putting if you're Jason Day? That's wild. At the Players. That's right. That's crazy. He's a good putter. Not going to bet him.
No.
Negative. Not going to put him in pools either. I feel like his floor is like WD because his back is like a little tight or something. He's kind of a bitch.
If you bet Jason Day here, dumbass, I just cannot say you are a dumbass, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
That's it.
All on you. We are telling you here now.
So that Adam Scott's not winning this thing. That dude has a two-way miss going off the tee, and he's putting like a god, but I loved him last year for this after winning Riv and then, you know, COVID killed everyone. But Yeah, not here, not now. He just the form's not correct. Agree?
Agreed, buddy. Agreed.
Cool. Look, we gotta talk about some long shots before we get off this pod because we just ran. God damn it, Adam Scott getting 7.2 strokes on approach with the Honda. What a lunatic. That's a lot.
That is a
that's
lot.
Just one, that's a one off though. Everything else is just absolute trash. So I'm just gonna pretend like that never happened. Exactly. Who you like down the board? You know, not to win. No one's winning this thing 50 or higher, right?
I don't think so. I got love for Carlos Ortiz.
What? Why?
I'm just saying, just for like maybe top 20. I know he sucks, but terrible. Ryan Palmer.
Oh, there we go.
Hold on. What about Kong? Kick. Hold on. Let me see who pops on my model. Hold on.
Cock and Connors are my guys.
Connors, for some reason, is first up my model. For some reason.
God, your model needs work then. But he's high in mine, too. Corey Connors, ball striking fiend. 14th at the Texas shit. 7th at the players. 3rd at the Arnold Palmer. 17th at the waist. This dude's a cut making monster. He's like 6,900 on DK, which is like, that's kind of a joke. He will be popular, though, I promise you.
Munoz?
Sebastian,
as far as a long shot, for sure.
No, man. Homa is the first. Come on.
I haven't seen Homa. Oh, there he is. Oh, there he is. He's 51st in my model.
Oh, well, that's not good.
What about Horschel?
Fuck that, dude. I never want that guy. He's the worst.
So that's the way a lot of people feel about Reed, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Whatever.
Confidence?
I tweeted this out. Billy Horschel tips fucking 10% of his favorite steakhouse. Reed tips zero. So at least you know what you're getting from Reed.
Oh, I ain't got no fat motherfucker.
Whoa! Hey! We have a lot of East Coast guys, man. That's not going to be taken well.
Thug life.
Willie Z is interesting. Great ball striker. Awful putter. He looks like I don't really want to say mean things, but he doesn't look very good over the putts. We'll start with that. My boy, I have an interesting head-to-head that I bet. My boy, my brother, Gary Woodland. They put him at even money against Matty Wolf, who seems very lost. Gary showed some form last week. I think got 4th. Major winner, obviously.
Track record at Augusta.
Not bad.
No, I'm saying he's like, you know, he's played. He's played.
Yeah. There. I mean, I feel like Woodland. Look here,
next label play. Next level play.
Oh, shit. It's up to minus 140.
Next level play.
Kind of
next
dead. Level play. I bet at even or at minus 110. But.
Who is Westwood matched up with?
Okay, I'll get to that right now. Westwood, oh my God. Well, this is a bet. He's plus 160 to Paul Casey.
Oh, baby. That's wild. Correct price.
Plus 166 to Scottie Scheffler.
Nice one, my furry friend.
Yes. Give me some of that.
Plus 166 to Scottie Scheffler.
Yes.
He had like 12th year in as a debutant. Is that how you guys pronounce it?
Debutant.
Yeah.
Say debutant.
Phil is awful. I don't know where else we're going here. I'm overwhelmed. Victor Perez at 200. That's a weird one. Like Victor Perez is really good. He showed a little bit. I have a Chesco Molinari at 100, and he's sitting there at 135. Not very good on my part. Yeah, I suck, clearly. But, yeah, you know, none of these guys are winning. And I don't know. I mean, what are we doing with them? We're putting them in top 20? Sure. I care about winners.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of the – we're going to – the guys at the bottom, we're looking at, like, top countrymen. So look for those bets. Look to make sure – like, I like all the guys we mentioned for, you know, whatever segment of the world they're from. Yeah, exactly.
I like answering pools a lot.
for top Hispanic.
Oh my gosh, he should be like 300 to 1 or minus 300. Yeah, no, I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, their head to heads, honestly, the head to heads this week, they priced the shit out of them. They're really well priced. I don't have a ton, to be honest.
No,
mostly because, you know, they're going to give us, you know, top guy versus top guy, and there's just not a lot of difference. You can't, I mean, you know, most of them are so close to each other that there's not a lot of edges to be out there.
Interesting. Meanwhile.
You want to get into these questions? Or, well, I mean, that's some pretty good content. We talked about a million golfers. I don't know what else these people want.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go on.
Okay, let's do this. We don't have a ton of questions, which is fine. So if you have questions, put them in the chat, and we will go ahead and cut this one for the viewers, or for the podcast listeners, I should say, and then we'll hop on a new one. And I need to go to the restroom. So, does that sound good?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, for the podcast listeners, thank you for listening. We talked about everyone 51 and shorter. So, you should have a good idea of what you want to do in all your pools and all your bets. Now, we have some questions. So, we're going to go over those. It doesn't look like a lot, but, you know, it's fun. We'll have some fun. You down?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And you got to put some beats on?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Peace out.
Bye.
Haven on a track.
Same bat time, same bat channel. For Profit Podcast, we coming in hot and right to your speakers. Got a lot of options. Well, I heard them all and no one can beat us. Got Haven B hitting them drops, guaranteed to make you laugh. Yeah, don't forget JD, he dropping F-bombs, we know how to cap. Yeah, funny, smart at the same time. Yeah. Picking winners at the finish line. Yeah. Making guap for y'all every week. Yeah. Listen up every time we speak. Yeah. I don't know where you get your information from. Now, if you bought that cast, then listen up. Come get you some. Yeah.
F-O-R-E-P-R-O-F-I-T podcast. We the one that finished first. Some other ones, they finished last. F-O-R-E-P-R-O-F-I-T podcast. We the one who finished first. Some other ones.